From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A gunman behind the killing of at least 50 people in an Orlando, Florida gay nightclub early Sunday has reportedly been identified as Omar Siddiqui Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent.
It was like complete chaos. Like, if I can relate it to anything, I'd say it was literally like a scene out of a movie. People are screaming, "Help me, help me, I'm trapped," and people are getting trampled. Like, there was no clear exit sign at the club, so we didn't know which door to take or where to go.
Police stormed the Pulse nightclub, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing people trapped inside. 53 people were wounded in what is believed to be the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. President Barack Obama addressed the nation.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer. The FBI is appropriately investigating this as an act of terrorism.
U.S. law enforcement officials say the 29-year-old suspect called an emergency phone number before the attack early Sunday, vowing fealty to the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. A bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of Beirut, Lebanon, Sunday, severely damaging one of the country's largest banks. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Taiwan's government has barred former President Ma Ying-jeou from visiting Hong Kong. The government cited security reasons and the fact that there has been too little contact with authorities in China. President Tsai Ing-wen's office said Sunday six agencies had met twice during the past week to consider the travel plans of Mr. Ma. Mr. Ma, who stepped down May 20th, had planned to give a speech at a journalism awards ceremony. This is VOA News. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened Sunday to expel both Russia and England from Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the Stade Velodrome. After the match ended in a 1-1 draw, Russian supporters charged the English side, forcing fans to flee. Martin O'Neill is a coach with the Irish team.
I think UEFA have come out and condemned it in very strong language. And I think everybody feels the same. So it's a poor start to the competition. I hope it can be rectified and sorted out.
After an inquiry into the skirmish, UEFA is expected to recommend a punishment Tuesday. Violence was also reported this weekend at games in Nice and Lille. The long string of U.S. presidential nominating contests is nearly at the end. Democrats will vote Tuesday in the city of Washington, D.C., where 330 registered Democrats in the national capital. And Clinton former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the heavy favorite in the city's primary over her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders says he will meet with Clinton after Tuesday's primary before deciding whether to drop out of the race. Clinton has already claimed the party's nomination. Police in Bangladesh say they have arrested more than 5,000 criminal suspects in the first 3 days of a nationwide sweep. Authorities took the action in response to a rash of extremist violence against religious minorities and secular activists. National Police Chief Shahidul Haq, speaking Sunday, said the arrests include at least 85 militants. Libya's unity government says it is close to driving Islamic State militants from the city of Sirte. The offensive to take the city has made rapid advances in the past 3 days. A success there would help the shaky government establish its credibility. Meanwhile, Libya's general prosecutor confirmed that the bodies of at least a dozen loyalists of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi had been found just days after the loyalists were released from detention. The bodies have been turning up in different parts of Tripoli. Some officials told VOA the latest count they had Sunday was 17 bodies. The victims had been tortured before being shot. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning Saturday's attacks on a Shiite shrine in a Damascus suburb. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.